We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your network and community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and Facebook at Social Capital with Lori Hybe. All links mentioned will be found in the show notes. This week's guest is Mandy Monchi. Mandy changes lives and plays dress up, or at least that's what her business card says. She went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison for education and French, and while she was teaching, she modeled on the side. When she realized she wasn't getting younger, but wanted to stay in the industry, she developed a makeup portfolio, which has led to a lot of interesting jobs, including, but not limited to, those with celebrity clients. When she quit teaching to pursue modeling and makeup artistry full-time, she fell in love with fitness and started working as a healthy lifestyle coach. Being an entrepreneur and full-time freelancer showed her the value of in-person as well as social networking. And because of this, blogging, podcasting, and a wide social media presence were a natural fit. Mandy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Lori.
I'm excited for this conversation today, especially with your quite diverse background that you have. I'm sure you're going to have lots of good content to share.
I hope so.
First, I really want to dive into this first sentence of your bio, that you change lives and play dress up. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Sure. Well, the play dress up one is a little bit easier to explain and a little bit more obvious. So even when I was a little kid, I loved playing with the neighbor lady's makeup and putting on my mom's clothes. So whether I was doing makeup on myself or someone else or modeling, that's, you know, as an adult now, I get to actually play dress up for a living, which is pretty rad. And then with the changing lives part, as you mentioned, I went to UW-Madison to be a teacher, and I was for 6 years. And near the end of my career, I was doing more and more makeup and modeling, and I decided to make a change. And while I was modeling on the side of teaching, I always, you know, kind of had a Wisconsin model body, we'll say, and said, you know, the reason why my body's not where I would like it to be is because I'm teaching more than 40 hours a week. And like, people who are professional models have, you know, all day. So then when I quit teaching, I didn't have that excuse anymore. So I started paying a lot more attention to my fitness and nutrition. I tried P90X back in the day and kind of had a love-hate relationship with it, but more love than hate. And that kind of led me into doing some health coaching, virtual health coaching with Beachbody, as well as now just helping people make better lifestyle choices. And then through that, I kind of fell in love with personal development and, you know, just realizing that you can make yourself and your life better by learning from experts. And so that is how my blogging and podcasting started. Where, you know, I want to share that with other people and let them know that they don't have to do what's expected of them and should follow their heart toward whatever it desires, as long as it's not hurting someone else.
Well, that sounds like exactly what you've done. You've identified, you know, little things in your life that you really had a passion about, and then you just kind of explored them to the max. And that's so awesome how much you've kind of pivoted, but really following your heart and passion. Cool.
Yeah, it's been a great journey, and I believe anyone can do it. So that's where my passion is I might not be, you know, changing or playing dress up like it is for me, but whatever it is for each person, I think it's possible to make that a bigger part of your life.
Awesome. And obviously your journey is nowhere near being complete. So I very much look forward to, you know, what kind of activities are being added in the future, such as you just started a podcast not too long ago. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Sure. I thought about it a little bit, and then I went to a convention back in July of 2016, and it was called Blogfest and Idea World. And Idea World was the main part of the convention. It was for fitness enthusiasts, fitness instructors, personal trainers, anyone in that side expo for specifically fitness, lifestyle, nutrition bloggers. And so I went with that and attended a session about how to make an ebook and do a podcast. And it was the same session. And I had more interest in the ebook at the time, but I ended up thinking about it. And for a while last year, at the beginning of 2015, I was putting out 2 YouTube videos and Facebook videos a week. And the Tuesday videos were general personal development, motivational, and life tip Tuesday is what I called. And then on Thursdays, I rotated through the different areas of interest I have. So fitness, nutrition, sustainability, and then I did makeup tips and rotated through those 4 topics. And I realized for myself that I don't have the attention span to watch long videos for the most part. And so I wasn't even my own ideal audience because I wouldn't pay attention to my own videos if I saw them. So I thought, well, you know, I am good at listening to podcasts while I drive or go for walks. So I thought I would give that a shot. And it's been fantastic. I absolutely love it.
Awesome. And I am loving podcasting as well. So cool. Congrats on launching your podcast.
Thank you. And right back at you. I'm excited to be here.
All right. So let's dive into some networking questions. Can you share with me your most successful or favorite networking story that you've had?
Oh, man, I feel like I've gotten really blessed in this category. But it's funny because my fiance always teases me about spending too much time on social media. And I was able to make it pay off quite well for us. We were heading down to Charleston, South Carolina for a trip. And I just posted asking for recommendations. And an old classmate from high school saw my post. And he actually was working in the hotel industry down in the Low Country and got us a ocean view room for really inexpensive, got us free bike rentals, comped our brunch. And I was like, okay, Tommy, like, now you can't yell at me anymore for being on Facebook, because that's how it happened.
And I love that it's a social media story too, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought I'd make an appropriate one.
It's a great one. So, you can't go wrong with that. Bike rentals and comped meals, just from a simple social media outreach post. That's great.
Just a Facebook status update. Yep.
So, you have quite an extensive network or community with your blogging and your, podcasting. You know, what other ways do you stay in front of or best nurture your network?
Well, I think part of that is interesting because I do such a variety of things. Like, a lot of people would look at sweating and sparkling as 2 completely different arenas, but I think my answer really works no matter what you're doing. And I think that that is basically staying in touch with whatever it is you're focusing on. And so as a makeup artist, I am consistently going to trade shows and learning, trying new products, and then just sharing what you're doing with your audience in a way that it relates to them. So for example, yesterday I did a ridiculous Facebook Live video where I was trying a product and I ended up not even getting to try the product because nothing would come out of the bottle. And so many people saw that video and started commenting and stuff because it was relatable that, you know, sometimes things don't go as planned. And just, I don't know, I think just kind of staying in touch and letting people know what you're doing, but also interacting with them as much as you can.
Yeah, and that brings up an interesting topic with regards to like Facebook Live, is that, well, it's real and, you know, you can't plan everything. So it almost allows you to connect easier with your audience because of that.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think sometimes when you're watching an edited video, you know that that's that person's top of their game. And so it can be easy to be almost distrusting of that person. It's like, okay, are they reading? Is this really how they feel? What are they actually like? And then when you're on a live broadcast, if you don't have that polished, perfected thing, unless, you know, I guess you just get really better at it every time you do it. Someday you may seem like a newscaster, but
I've got a long ways to go till I'm there.
Me too.
I think you're doing just fine.
Well, thank you.
All right. So let's switch gears here. What advice would you offer to the business professional who is looking to grow their network?
One thing I think is to use both online and in-person networking. So that example with that trip down to South Carolina, it was a person that I knew in real life, so to speak, and then was able to stay in touch with via social media. I sometimes blank on some of my more amazing accomplishments or stories. It's funny, like when people ask me if I've worked on celebrities, I'll forget the biggest celebrity that I've worked with, and that's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And that's actually a networking story because I, you know, worked with one person who led me to another person, to a boy band music video. And then the same production company that did the boy band music video was doing a commercial with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and they had me come down. And part of the reason why I got that job, you know, obviously the makeup skills need to be there, but they were saying that some of the people that they were working with that were artists down in LA were not enjoyable to be on set with. So I would say also be nice to everyone, because it really does make a difference in people's impressions of you and what jobs that you'll get. And then I would say my last tip would be that you can learn from every single person you meet. Like, they can be a janitor, they can be homeless, they can be the CEO of a company. Everyone's had so many different life experiences that everyone has value, like, to add to you if you give them the opportunity to. And when people feel valued, they like you more. And so if you're genuinely interested in what you can learn from everyone that you meet, I think it'll have an impact on, you know, how you're perceived and the value you can add to other people, which is the most important part of social media, I think, is improving whoever's following you's day, either by educating them, entertaining them, or, you know, just giving something back to them so that they don't feel like they're wasting their time by looking at your updates.
Wow. Yeah. You shared some awesome advice there. Learning from everyone. I think that's fantastic, because just as you said, everyone's got their own journey and life experiences that, you know, they had lessons that I would say most people are willing to share those experiences. Being nice to everyone. I think that's, I think we need to see more of that in the world today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you first started with, you know, connecting with people both online and in person. And I think that's a great transition into my next question, which is digital networking or traditional networking, which one do you find more value in?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to say that they're probably equally valuable as long as you know, make the most out of the opportunities. So I think people will pay more attention to your posts and updates and your online presence if they can connect it to an in-person experience. But at the same time, you know, with Facebook and Twitter and social media, you obviously have a broader reach than you can be in person, and access to different people than you would in person, especially depending on where you live. So they both have a serious amount of high value in that either you can reach people that you wouldn't, or you can reach people deeper than you would online.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, I'm just kind of in my head auditing what's happening in my digital space and realizing those that are engaged a little bit more, I've had that in-person connection with. So that makes sense. And I think there's a lot of value to that. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. And I got to say, I've learned a lot from you in social media, both back in the Femfessionals class that you taught and just with what you share online. And so I know that people find value in what you share, and then having that personal connection with, you know, having had a glass of wine or two with you at a couple of outings makes it even more special to me to, you know, like, okay, I like her and I trust her. So
Aw, thanks. I do miss having you a local here, but I know that you can't argue with California, so.
I was just complaining that it's 59 degrees, but I see in Milwaukee it's like 11, so I guess I should be grateful. But I do hope that at some point one of my trips lines up with a Femfessionals event so I can catch up with everyone again.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be great. All right, so let's turn to some fun questions here. If you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. On my podcast, I ask a question too about going back in time, but it's a difference. It's so interesting because one might think that I would tell myself not to pursue my degrees because I don't use them right now. But I honestly believe that everything that, you know, you do shapes where you are. So if I wouldn't have, you know, done that, I wouldn't maybe necessarily be where I am now. And I'm really happy with where I am now. But I would say more from an emotional standpoint that I'm naturally an introvert. I'm an outgoing introvert, but I didn't use to be. I think 20-year-old me could probably stand to learn that everyone is just as insecure as I am, and that if you reach out to people and talk to them, that's going to help them as much as it is you. So not to worry about, you know, what people think of me or being shy, because it's a waste of time and everyone is more worried about themselves than what I'm doing, and probably as much as I think.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I mean, I even still have some of those issues now, and I don't know why, because, you know, it's just kind of that inner critic inside your mind going, you know, like, I don't know how to say things. And it's like, you've been doing this and it's totally fine. You know, just go over and say hi to this person.
Right. They're probably standing there thinking, I don't know who to talk to.
Exactly. That's so true. Thanks for sharing that. All right. Sure. I like this question a lot too. So we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person you'd love to connect with, and do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
So, I guess I'm going to answer the second part of the question first. I am pretty lucky in that my network reaches pretty far, and I think when I read, you supplied some of the questions in advance, which is helpful. And I think I maybe understood it differently, or maybe you've changed it since, but I thought that you were going to ask like what I would ask them to do. And so I was prepared to say that I am kind of in a flux state right now, where I'm still kind of figuring out how to tweak the different things I'm doing and maybe focus in on fewer things so I can do them better. So I think I could definitely get in touch with just about anyone in probably significantly fewer than 6 degrees. And I think the person that I would like to get in contact with, it'd be probably a tie between Ellen and Barack Obama. So I wish I would have been there when she won that recent award via, was it the Freedom Award? Or I don't remember the name of it, but she just won an award and I could have gotten both of them at once.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the award either, but yeah, you could have killed two birds with one stone there.
Yeah.
No,
I like efficient.
So do I. Yeah, no. So, okay. You know, I'm a little curious here. You opened up kind of going one way and then you redirected to answer the question. Why don't we go down that rabbit hole a little bit? What were you thinking the question was about, and how were you going to answer it?
Well, I thought that you were going to ask what I would ask the person I got in contact with. And so I was thinking about the fact that I am, you know, 1 degree of separation from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I have worked for People Magazine a few times and they have covered just about everyone. So I think if I got in touch with an editor that, you know, has hired me before, I could probably reach just about anyone. Mm-hmm. But since I kind of don't know completely what my goals are, I don't know what I would ask them to do. So I'm not taking advantage of any of these just yet.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Maybe I could get Ellen or Barack Obama on my podcast and talk about the bold moves they've made. That's probably what I should answer. The question was what I thought it was.
Well, I think it's a great answer for the question that you thought it was.
Thank you. Okay. Did I answer the actual question?
You did. Ellen and Barack.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Fantastic. So, you as an education major and me just as someone who loves education in general, I love reading books and I'm always curious what other entrepreneurs are reading. So what's on your bookshelf right now?
Right now, and this kind of speaks to my refocusing of my goals and my direction, I am reading The Firestarter Sessions by Danielle Laporte. It's not like a cover to cover read. It is a workbook and you kind of do soul searching as you go through it. And she asks questions to kind of help you focus on how to move forward towards your goals. So that's what I've been spending time on lately.
Oh, I just bought her her year planner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's
you'll have
medicine.
To tell me how you like it. Cause I was considering it.
Yeah, someone online shared that they love it, and I just kind of purchased it on a whim. I haven't really dove into it yet, but it looks really cool. So I will definitely let you know how I like it.
Sounds good. Yeah, one of my favorite online mentors, Shalene Johnson, just said on Snapchat the other day that she has been working for a year and a half on making a planner. So I almost bought Danielle Laporte, which I think would probably be fantastic too, but I think I'm going to hold off and try Shalene's because I pretty much love everything she does. So Danielle Laporte's still a little new to me, but I'm loving it too. I just haven't, I guess, built the same amount of desire to consume everything for her yet.
Yeah, baby steps, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
I would say take advantage of everything that you can as far as going to networking events, but doing so, of course, without spreading yourself too thin. And just focus. I think a lot of life advice applies to growing your network advice, you know, so finding balance so that you're not trying to be in too many places at once, both physically and in a social media sense. And then being the best version of yourself you can, both as a person and in whatever your profession is. And then just sharing what you're doing with people, I think, is what really people want to see, is that relatable improvement and inspiration. And yes, that would be my tips.
Well, there was a couple of tips there.
Yeah.
Definitely take advantage of everything that's thrown at you. I really like that, you know, your life advice in general is kind of, what do I want to say? Parallel to networking advice. I totally agree with that. And be the best version of you. I think that's fantastic. Sharing what you do is also a really good tip to close on there. So thank you so much for sharing those.
Sure. And just, I was going to say that hearing you kind of restate that makes me want to add, don't just share the best parts of you. So work on being the best version of you, but if you're falling short or having a hard time, share that too, because I think authenticity is huge right now. And that's kind of what we spoke about with Facebook Live and Periscope, where you don't have that polished front. And I think, for example, with my position in fitness and nutrition, if I showed that I'm eating every single day and that I'm eating perfectly, nutritiously, and clean 100% of the time, that's going to be unattainable and maybe even untrustworthy with people. And I won't be able to relate to people because people will be thinking, oh, that's what Mandy does. And first of all, it's not. I don't work out every single day, and it's not always easy to get up off the couch and work out. And I definitely am not a 100% clean eater. So sharing once in a while, like, okay, I did this workout and I only did 5 minutes and I was sick of it and stopped, or, you know, yeah, I had 2 pieces of pie on Sunday night or whatever is valuable too, because there's a fine line though. Like, you don't want to complain or vent too much, but I think being honest and authentic is really important.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And that's not just online, but in real life, in person as well. It goes.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. So Mandy, if anyone is interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way they can reach you?
I would say going to my website, which is www.mandiem.com is the best way. Everyone says that my email inbox is the place that emails go to die. I do have an inbox zero goal by January 1st, which I know this is launching after that. And right now I'm at 48,642, but getting a little better. And for now, I'm Mandler on Instagram. I will be changing that when I'm married and have a easier to manage last name. But I would say the website's probably the best place though.
All right. And we're definitely going to include all those links in the show notes. And then when you do get married, shoot us a message and we'll update that information as well.
I will do that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Mandy, thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Mandy for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, please send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we will see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.